USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate has a lot to do before the year is over.
My Republican colleagues and I have stated over and over that we still want to pass more coronavirus relief for the American people.
The Kentucky Republican opening the Senate accusing Democrats of holding the aid hostage so they could get other things that he described as a wish list. Regarding a coronavirus stimulus plan, Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says we need to go big.
We need a comprehensive bill that meets the needs of the American people.
More troops are coming home. The acting Pentagon chief has confirmed the United States is reducing its military presence in the Middle East. In Afghanistan, about half the troops are withdrawing, leaving 2,500. That same amount will remain in Iraq. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump gets a break regarding the Georgia recount.
Georgia's recount caught a mistake in peak state voting systems. Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling on Fox says the error is no big deal.
What apparently it looks like is maybe a memory card from one of the early vote devices was not loaded. And normally that would be caught by, you know, checks and balances within a county, which is the reason the secretary feels like in this particular case, this was an egregious thing. And it wasn't discovered until we did this audit.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is apologizing after pictures surfaced of him at a dinner party. The California Democrat saying he wasn't a good example during the ongoing pandemic.
Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up. The spirit of what I'm preaching all the time was contradicted, and I got to own that. And so I want to apologize to you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Pfizer has launched a pilot delivery program for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine in four states as the drug maker seeks to address distribution challenges facing its ultra-cold storage requirements. The vaccine, which has been shown to be more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on initial data, must be shipped and stored at negative 94 degrees, significantly below the standard for vaccines of 36 to 46 degrees. It picked Rhode Island, Texas, New Mexico, and Tennessee for the program after taking into account their differences in overall size, diversity of populations, immunity infrastructure, and the need to reach individuals in varied urban and rural settings. The four states will not receive vaccine doses earlier than any other states. You can own an entire town in California.
If you've ever wanted to own an entire town, well, here's your chance. Nipton, California, a small historic railroad town near the Nevada border close to Las Vegas, is on the market. Whoever buys it will be the owner of the town's 80 acres, which includes a general store, trading post, cafe, and five-room hotel. Nipton has about 20 full-time residents and usually a few visitors who come to stargaze or just to get out of the city for a few hours. Nipton is on the market for an asking price of $2.75 million. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.